When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into Betting Above the Rim right here on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh, and the NBA offseason is already underway with some big news involving the Los Angeles Lakers. And we're going to have a really fun show here for you talking about the Brooklyn Nets situation, which is on fire. My guy Andrew Botch will step in the mix and help me talk about that, as there's a lot of interesting notes to dissect. And then, of course, JY jumps in inside the upcoming segments as we try and not only talk about some of these big news pieces that we'll get to here, but the NBA draft, which JY will be a big part of, and then some Zach LaVine rumors, Jalen Brunson rumors, a lot of good stuff that we will dissect there. But we begin with the Los Angeles Lakers officially confirming that their new head coach will be Darvin Ham, Milwaukee Bucks assistant head coach, stepping on in. First job as a head coach in the NBA, and he gets the Los Angeles Lakers job with a LeBron James-led team. There's a lot of different ways to go about this, okay? Let me start, though, when you talk about the quality of the hire. I cannot pretend it's like, when you hire an assistant coach, right, you have to try and lean on people who seem to know, who seem to be around Darvin Ham, right? Because you always have to then try and kind of figure out how much does this guy get involved, right? All right, do the players love him? The people that would know have said nothing but good things about Darvin Ham. Like, you have to understand, folks, that this is a Lakers team that a lot of people have been very happy to dance on graves, and I understand why, okay? People were hoping the Lakers would ultimately hire Doc Rivers, and then they would point and make fun of them. Those people have said, man, I have to give them credit. This is an awesome hire. And that is the temperature around Darvin Ham officially becoming the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. That this is an awesome hire. 48 years old, been an assistant not just with Milwaukee, but in Atlanta, actually with the Lakers organization for a couple of years as well, and a guy with playing experience in the NBA. He actually has played against LeBron James. And let's get to LeBron, because that's the other side of this coin that is, it makes this the most important move of the offseason so far. We talked about on a prior Betting Above the Rim, the rumor that LeBron wanted Darvin Ham. The list of names seemed to include Terry Stotts, Kenny Atkinson, and then a maybe Doc Rivers on depending if he would actually come free. But the rumor, pretty concrete, is that LeBron's preference was Darvin Ham. So if LeBron is going to continue to be kind of who he is and as important as he is to any organization that he's involved with, you would think that that stamp of approval on Darvin Ham would see Darvin Ham become the head coach. And that's exactly what happened. Because I thought we might be going down the path where they hire Terry Stotts and LeBron says, I got to go. I can't do this anymore. You win, Phil. I'm out. You want control of this organization. You want to blow it up. You want to build around Russell Westbrook. Go ahead and so be it. That's not where we are with the Los Angeles Lakers. The Sports Grid radio audience is here with you on BATR. Kevin Walsh breaking down the Lakers' new hire of their head coach, Darvin Ham, Milwaukee Bucks assistant coach, former player in the NBA, was around for a good while. Now, here's the deal. Now, here's the deal for the Lakers. What's next? Well, we've heard, even upon this hire, they asked him about how can you use Russell Westbrook. Again, if you are the Lakers, you cannot go out there and ignore Russ in this process. Because even if the dream is to move on from Russ, maybe you can't. And at that point, you can't be like, hey, DH, you got a plan here? And he's like, no, you told me he'd be gone. So that's important. But I still think the plan is for Russ to be gone. The most recent rumors around Westbrook is the Lakers are going to need, or teams are demanding, the Lakers attach a first-round pick to get off of Russ. Now, this is a little weird thing with the NBA, but if you're a tanking team, Russ is perfect for you. And no, not because he will tank your results. He is a monster expiring salary. So basically, you don't have to sign guys to long-term deals. You bring in Russ, and the year after, tons of cap space. It's a perfect scenario. Here's the one thing I will say. We've heard some various connections around the Lakers and the Pacers that maybe, and we'll see, the Lakers could grab Malcolm Brogdon and Buddy Hield, exchange for Russ's basically expiring contract and a first-round pick. And by the way, that pick would be years down the road. Folks, the Lakers have to make that move, and they make that move in a heartbeat. And they all of a sudden can be taken as legitimate contenders next season. Huge offseason coming for the Lakers, maybe an even bigger one for the Brooklyn Nets. That's next right here on BATR.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
All right, let's set the stage here as we talk about the Brooklyn Nets. For those that maybe are not intimately aware with this situation, there was a report that came out around... It's really, really fascinating, okay? So there was a report that comes out between the New York Daily News, Christian Winfield, who said that basically the Nets are not committed to signing Kyrie Irving long term. Botch is going to help me break this down in a minute, okay? The other piece of news with this is that since the year ended, they've not talked to Kevin Durant, okay? They've basically said the part of the reason, or the big reason that they don't want to bring Kyrie in, right, is because they, look, the way everything's kind of played, he's just unreliable. I think that's the easiest way to put it, is they find him to be unreliable. And to me, that's fair. When you look at Kyrie, so often, he doesn't finish seasons. But the Brooklyn Nets are almost suggesting that, what, they didn't know what they were getting into. It's a little surprising there. And there's also, of course, this thought that if they move on from Kyrie, there's this thought that if they move on from Kyrie, that this will infuriate Kevin Durant. I have plenty of thoughts. Botch, you know this Brooklyn Nets team well. What are your initial thoughts here to the rumors that they do not want, I should say reporting, rumors is more salacious, the reports that they are not willing to pay Kyrie long term?
I think they're legit. I actually know Christian Winfield very well. I used to report on the Long Island Nets, cover the team down there. I've gotten very familiar with a lot of Nets reporters. So I think where there's smoke, there's fire, Kevin. I think that is a very legitimate report. And I think you saw that, a little hint of it, in the offseason press conference, kind of season wrap-up between head coach Steve Nash and Sean Marks. Sean Marks was very adamant and open at kind of throwing a couple shots at Kyrie Irving. You know, we want everyone committed to playing full-time here as a Brooklyn Net all season long. And we know Kyrie missing half the season and the whole dilemma with everything going on with vaccination status in the NBA that didn't allow him to play. Like, Sean Marks wants him committed. And if Kyrie Irving isn't going to be committed to this Nets team, not committed to the game of basketball, he's not going to give him the long-term extension. I will say, from what I've heard in the Nets media and in Nets world, the Nets will have Kyrie Irving on this team next season, whether he opts into his deal or he opts out and they give him a shorter deal. It's just a matter of how many years will Kyrie Irving get? Will he get two? Will he get three? Will he get four? What will be the size of his contract? Will they pay him a max contract? Will he take a pay cut? There is no real reading of the tea leaves right now of exactly what will happen to Kyrie Irving's contract. But I can 100% guarantee he will be on this Nets team next year. I know there's been rumors of an opt-out and a sign-in trade, and the absolute worst scenario for a Nets fan would be if they did a flip for Kyrie for Russell Westbrook. That's dead. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons, they'll all be suiting up for the Brooklyn Nets next season. And they need a change. This team needs a big change in a big way. And Sean Marks now is putting his foot down, not letting the players kind of pull the strings from behind the scenes. And Sean Marks wants that power back as a GM to run this organization the way he built it up to gather New York superstars to Brooklyn, not MSG.
So here's the deal, Botch, right? There's two sides to this. It's will he be back or and should he be back, right? But the will, right? And you're very confident there that Kyrie Irving will be back. The thing is, we have seen Kyrie start to wear on people. That happened in Cleveland. It happened in Boston. And it's seemingly now happening once again here in Brooklyn. The issue as to why ultimately I would also think he is back is what are your other options if you're the Nets? See, I don't really see a scenario where the Nets are moving on from Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant's like, look, this is awesome, man. Finally got that guy out of here. KD's an oddball himself. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are there and they're there together. To me, the Brooklyn Nets options are not, okay, we either have Kyrie or we don't. No. I think their options, Botch, is that they try and compete for a title with Durant, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons, or they completely blow up the roster and move on from Kyrie and Kevin Durant. Because I think when you look at this report here, Kevin Durant's not sticking around during what are still kind of some prime years to see if he and Ben Simmons can cross the finish line together. Unless the trade return on Kyrie and a sign and trade would be unbelievable, which I would doubt, I don't see a world where Kyrie's out and KD's in.
I agree. If Kyrie Irving is not on this Nets team, neither is Kevin Durant. I think what the Nets are leaning towards and what they want to do, they need to be like the Yankees, Kev. The Yankees underperformed last year. They got slandered. Everyone was coming after the Yankees. What are they doing now? They turned it around, and they are the team that they were built to be. They looked in the mirror. They made the tweaks and adjustments that needed to be done, and now they're dominating the game. The Nets, they have the foundation. They have the superstars. They have Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving playing in Brooklyn. Ben Simmons, you could throw the name out there as a superstar, but we haven't seen him play in a year. So we don't know what we have in Ben Simmons. But the things that this Nets team was missing was defense and outside shooting in the postseason. And the Nets are going to get two of those parts of their game that they need back without even making a trade, without even signing anybody in Joe Harris and Ben Simmons, both returning healthy to this team at the start of training camp. I think a lot of people forget the impact that Joe Harris made to this team. And I think a lot of people forgot the things that Ben Simmons can do. Everyone wants to go after Ben Simmons and say, wow, this guy can't shoot. This guy's an absolute brick, which may be true, very much true. But Ben Simmons just needs to grab the rebounds. If you're telling me Ben Simmons at 6'10" is grabbing rebounds and running the floor with KD, Kyrie Irving on his right and left, Joe Harris or Seth Curry running to the corner, and then down low, possibly Nicholas Claxton, possibly Andre Drummond. That center position is a big hole that the Nets need to address this offseason. But the foundation is there. Do I trust head coach Steve Nash? No. But I have to trust Kevin Durant after the performance that he put out there against the Boston Celtics in this postseason. There's no way that Kevin Durant looks in the mirror at the start of this season and goes, oh, I'm not coming for the MVP. Kevin Durant is going to come with a vengeance, and he may just put up 35 points a game next season with or without Kyrie Irving in the lineup.
Not 35 strong, but I appreciate it being strong. KD should be very high in the MVP odds. He should be very high in the MVP odds. He should be – Bosch thought he was going to come into, like, me attacking him. Kevin Durant should have better MVP odds than Nikola Jokic next year, okay? I 1,000% believe that.
I agree.
And let me say this as well, right? Because there's a lot of people who feel, oh, they're taking the power back in Brooklyn. Fire Steve Nash then and hire your own head coach. And tell those two to get in line and play for the guy that you trust. Terry Stotts is out. You know what? Bring Kenny Atkinson back. You're like, we should have never got rid of Kenny. You
Please.
Can play for him now.
Please.
Okay? Because he's a good head coach, right, Botch? That's the move here.
I agree.
The move is not blowing up the two guys that put this organization on a completely different playing field here. See, there's a lot of people who are talking without kind of realizing what they're saying. And this is, again, this is why, like, Botch thought that this was going to be a lot of Brooklyn Nets slander. Here's the deal, right?
Surprise.
KD will never once in his life ever come close to LeBron, and we see that time and time again throughout a billion different avenues, right? You know it, too. You know it, right? But I don't have time for that anymore. The people that are like, if Kevin Durant doesn't like it, then tell him to step. Let me tell you something right now. Kevin Durant will walk up to the Knicks and tell him, you're now going to wear green and red. We're changing the colors from blue and orange. Otherwise, I don't sign. And the next thing you know, they look like Christmas trees out there on the court. Some people are out there losing their minds when it comes to still kind of who controls the deal. Botch, great stuff. My brother JY steps up in the next. A lot to get to.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back with you here on BATR. You know what time it is. My guy, JY, Coach James Young, steps up and in. But before I bring him in, hit that man's music. Play that thing. Coach James Young, let's go. Tangy. There it is, JY. How you feeling, my man?
Man, happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. Nice, you know, K-Dubs has now left the confines of New York City, and he's a Jersey Shore boy, so he's not a Benny, so we're happy to bring him into the fold. Nice weather out, but man, we got a lot of business to discuss with this offseason, brother.
Yes, at 100%. So that will be our focus today. I want to start with the Lakers hire of Darvin Ham. This was obviously the biggest job opening out there because it's the job, you know, for a team that won a title 2 years ago, has LeBron James on it. And also it was a big deal, Coach, because we saw the basic rumors that said LeBron wants Darvin Ham. Well, he got Darvin Ham. What do you make of this hire?
I think it's a really good one. If you really think about this, you know, they needed someone that honestly came up that could almost bridge the gap between the Lakers now and the Lakers into the future. So you need someone who I think has come up the ranks the right way. No offense to Steve Nash. I know Steve Nash, great dude. It's not Mark Jackson. This is someone who's paved this way, who had a good NBA career, been around a lot of good guys, went through the coaching ranks, been under different head coaches, so he's kind of gotten to learn his own way. And I think he's a perfect kind of guy. Listen, when Giannis came out and said he don't take no nonsense, that's all I needed. And if you see all the players, former players, that are coming out on social media and backing Darvin Ham, this is a well-respected, well-liked guy who takes no junk. They will play hard. They will defend. They will do the right things the right way. And like I said, he's a perfect guy for LeBron and guys like AD, but then good for guys like Reeves, Monk, if they bring him back, Kendrick Nunn, if he comes back from injury. He's a perfect middle guy for both sets, the veterans and the young cats.
Yeah, I mean, a guy who will, and I think that's kind of where, right? I think LeBron, at this point in his career, I don't think he needs a 65-year-old who's been around the block to look down on him. I think he needs a guy he can look eye to eye to and feel like he trusts. But of course, look, Darvin Ham, still at about 48 years old, can, you know, talk and keep the younger guys in line. I think it's a great, great way that you describe it here. Again, to me, this was also just super important because, okay, now I think I'm done speculating on LeBron leaving the Lakers. I don't see that happening at all. I think that's what this hire signaled more than anything else. So now we go from there to Russ. And will Russell Westbrook ultimately be a part of this roster? I know that they've said that this is a scenario where they've asked him, can he use him well? I get it. I think that's more precautionary than the ideal plan. They've said that maybe they're going to have to give up a pick in like, what, 2027, 2028 to move on from Russ. JY, who cares? You have LeBron right now. You have Anthony Davis right now. Look, I've seen some stuff. Maybe this is true, maybe it's not, but I'll just throw it out there. JY, if they can bring in Malcolm Brogdon and Buddy Hield to basically get rid of Russ and just they have to give out a first-round pick, I mean, you do that in a heartbeat, no?
Man, I'd go over there and not knock Rob Pelinka out and sign it for him if he had any doubt at all. Because if you think about it, K-Dub, you know what? If you are playing the Lakers, what is their Achilles heel? Perimeter shooting. That's always been their issue with LeBron and AD. You put AD at the five, you play LeBron as a four. Then you know if you want to bring Bad Buddy off the bench or start him. You know, here's the other key. You got to get Malik Monk re-signed. You got to find a way. I know it's going to be tough with the year he had. You could probably go get more money elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Try and get Malik Monk signed. I think that's a good starting lineup. And Brogdon, when healthy, is a sneaky good shooter and a very good underrated defender. So that would be the perfect guy. And Brogdon's young enough. And same thing with Bad Buddy, where it's not like you're getting like a Carmelo or guys that are past their prime. So if you could do that and bring those guys in, you can't tell me with a healthy, motivated LeBron, with a healthy Anthony Davis, and with those two, they could not be a top five team in the Western Conference next year.
Yeah, I think we, man, I think if you really can't find better fits. Brogdon is a guy that can create his. Buddy can do it to a degree as well. Both are 40% three-point shooters. Get rid of, who cares about the 2028 draft? You can win a title now. Like, you have to be able to see what's in front of you. You have to. The Brooklyn Nets, JY, were a team that was supposed to be able to win a title now as well. They're concerned about paying Kyrie long term. I understand that. But he's not going to miss half the season next year because of COVID. I know he's had injury history. That's kind of the MO of the team. Kyrie, KD, and Ben Simmons is like the most injury. I mean, you want to talk about an injury-riddled big three. Well, I guess the one we just talked about with LeBron and AD and whomever the third would be, I guess, is up there as well at this point. But, JY, I can't move on from Kyrie Irving if then I'm basically going to have to move on from Kevin Durant. I think that's a massive mistake from the Brooklyn Nets. I think their energy is mispointed here. I'm making sure that my big three next year is Kyrie, KD, and Ben Simmons. I don't see a world where they move on from Kyrie and get better.
The only way that you move Kyrie, honestly, and I hate to say it because this is the bet they've made, is you got to sit down with Kevin Durant and say, okay, listen, we're going to move up from Kyrie. We know that's going to make you upset. You tell us where you want to go with this. Who would you like to be paired with? But here's the problem, K-Dub. If you are trading Kyrie, what are you getting right now, bro? 50 cents on the dollar? 60 cents on the dollar? On a $35 million contract? You know, so if I were Brooklyn, here's what I would say, and I think there's some credence to this. Sometimes a best player is a motivated player, and Kyrie has lost some motivation. So you know what I would do? I would go 1 year deals, max money, with options kicking in every year after that. Kind of like what Jordan did towards the end of his career with Chicago, which allows him to maximize the amount of money he can make. You keep him motivated. Listen, when all said and done, it's not about KD and Kyrie and even Ben Simmons. It is about the head coach, what you do with Steve Nash. If you're going to keep Steve Nash, you got to get him a defensive coordinator. Hello, Ime Udoka going to Boston and showed how bad defensively they are. I mean, they were bad defensively before that, but even worse. But also remember, D'Antoni helped out last year as well. So a lot of stuff has went by the wayside in regards to Brooklyn. So it's about that. And then it's about the ancillary the pieces, other guys. Joe Harris, hello, are you going to earn your big money? You got big game, Joe, and your performances? You know, can Andre Drummond give you this another year? Can Nicholas Claxton, who a wet fart can blow over, can he put on 25 pounds of muscle in the offseason? You know, what can you get out of Patty Mills? You know, what are the things you can get from these other guys? Because if you're going to keep the big three together, it's almost like moving chess. You got to move pieces out and move pieces back in.
I think the other thing, though, too, JY, just to your initial point, is if they go, hey, who do you want to play with? I think his answer is Kyrie Irving. Like, I think that would be his answer to me. I said it to Botch. I think you'd make the move at the head coach position there, and ultimately that can change a lot for the Brooklyn Nets. The thing is, and it's gonna be kind of interesting, but now I basically beat all of the Brooklyn defenders. You know what I mean? Like, I won that rivalry, JY. So now I can work with them next year. And I'll actually be complimentary of this Nets team next year because you know I'm still high on Ben Simmons and what he can bring to Durant and Kyrie as a third guy. And I think that this team, again, the worry around Brooklyn, and it's Kyrie related, it's Durant related, they are very injury prone. Like, I'll put it to you like this. Do you think, JY, Kevin Durant will ever be healthy enough to win an MVP in his career? Not talented, healthy enough to win another MVP?
I don't think so. I think that ship has sailed for Kevin Durant, and he's the best player in the world because he got bypassed. LeBron's already ahead of him. I mean, Luka ran down by him. You know, Tatum could be going by him. Jimmy Butler's had a better postseason. So here's what you need. You need Kyrie and KD to perform like guys that are anywhere in that 7 to 12, 7 to 13, 14 range. That's still really good, if you ask me. L.A. with, you know, LeBron and AD are probably the only tandem that is both going to be top 10 if they're healthy. So I think you just got to pump your brakes on him being the best player in the world and get him better pieces around him. You got to realize, folks, there's a lot of guys that can leave. But don't talk about Kyrie. Patty Mills can, I think, can get out. Bowen, you know, Blake Griffin. See you later, buddy. Andre Drummond, LaMarcus, Dragic. You have a lot of guys that can move out and then move back in. So it'll be interesting to see. But you cannot bet against Kyrie if he is engaged with Durant. I think you go get an experienced coach. If you don't want to get rid of Nash, how about Terry Stotts as an assistant? Give him big money.
That'd be big. Just make him the head coach. Just make him the head coach. A lot more to get to here on BATR.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you here on BATR, man. What do we always say? That B, it's mobile. I guess on a weekend like this, does it stand for burgers? Does it stand for beer? JY, burgers or hot dogs here on a Memorial Day weekend? I guess it stands for the beach for you. You're a big beach guy.
Oh, shoot. Both. I mean, this is going to be like Golden Corral. Shout out to my people at Promenade Beach Club and LB. I'll see y'all as soon as I get off there. I got my bathing suit on. JY's ready. I ain't going in the water. That's just in case Maddie and Juliet need daddy. But, you know, daddy, you know, sinks like a rockfish. But I'll be there, burgers, dog, and a lot of cold beer today, my friend.
There you go. All right, look. So I want to start by talking about the NBA draft a little bit. I know that we're very excited for the NBA draft, which will be coming up. I believe it's June 23rd. Myself, JY, and BSS, I believe will be I know we're after it last year. I think if everything kind of works out, we'll be back after it again this year. Let's start with this, JY. The odds, last I see, say Jabari Smith's going to be the first overall pick to the Orlando Magic. I don't agree. I think it's going to be Chet Holmgren. I, at this point in time, the number keeps climbing to Jabari's favor at minus 220. I seem to be way off here. What do you think about the Orlando Magic and what they're going to do with that first overall pick?
Well, I went against everybody, and I said that they need – I think you need ball handlers and guys who can score. So I like Jaden Ivey over everybody. But that's like my spicy take of it. But if you're asking me out of those two who I'm taking, why take Jabari Smith if you already have Wagner there? And those two are the same position as, like, last year when you took Suggs when you really wanted Scotty Barnes because of the fact that Scotty went ahead of him. So, to me, if I am Orlando, I think Chet is a perfect complement as a stretch four to a Wagner at the three with Suggs. And if you wanted to put Cole Anthony, put those two guards in the backcourt together, I'm for it. I'm going to say this, and they had a great year, but what did Jabari Smith do in like really big games away from Auburn last year? I mean, I'm waiting. Mm-hmm. What did he do in the SEC tournament? Yeah. What did he do in the NCAA tournament? Did he have his moment? I didn't see it. So maybe you and I are seeing something completely different, but if you're asking me who I'm going to bet on, forget the value that Chet is at plus 200 over Jabari, who's minus 220. Yeah. I think skill set wise and what they need, I would put my money on Chet to be the number one pick over Jabari Smith.
So not only, though, do I think that Chet maybe makes more sense, but we talk about this as well, JY, is... See, like, this is why... Like, so JY says he would take Jaden Ivey, but he's not telling you to bet Jaden Ivey because they're not going to take Jaden Ivey, right? Like, that's kind of... I have seen reports saying it's going to be Chet Holmgren. Jake Fisher of Bleacher Report said that there's a lot of people around the league that think it would be Chet Holmgren. They're going to move on from Mo Bamba, JY. So that frees up a space in the front court for this basketball team. And here's something that I'm buying into. Now, maybe Jalen Suggs doesn't have any sauce, and that would be interesting. But he and Chet Holmgren went to the same high school, won multiple state titles together. Why would that not matter? Don't you think that would matter, JY? And because, look, Suggs went to Gonzaga. Folks, It's kind of why Chet Holmgren went to Gonzaga. Like, it all works perfect to me, Jay White. Because when it comes to the draft, you have to respect the odds. You do. I feel like maybe it's just so early, we're not sure yet. I just feel like everything points to Chet Holmgren to me.
It does to me, too, and you're making valid points. I don't need the friendship that played in the same high school you go to Gonzaga because I went there. I just don't think Jabari Smith fits with what you have in Wagner. It doesn't line up to me. Now, you know, you can say, well, you know, you go with best available player. That works in the NFL. NBA, you got to look at style and what works for your team. And like I said, I'm not saying Jabari Smith is not going to be a fantastic pro. Maybe he will. To me, the ceiling, higher with Chet. Defensively, higher with Chet. Fits the scheme, higher with Chet. And then if you want to go fourth, the relationship with Jalen Suggs, higher with Chet. To me, the fact is this, Kevin, if this guy is right from Bleach Report, and I think he may be, the odds have gone the opposite way. At some point, they're going to turn, and they're going to turn. And when they turn, Kevin, you've seen it. They turn quick. If you want to get on Chet Holmgren to be number one draft pick, you got to get on it now because I think in a couple of weeks, the odds are going to flip. And I think Chet will end up being the underdog by the time we get to the draft.
And I think that's kind of the big thing that I totally agree on. If you want to bet the draft now, I think you grab I don't think Paolo's live here. I don't think it's going to be Ivy either. I think you grab a piece of Chet at 2-1 and just see if it tightens up. See if it tightens up. I have not seen anything to give me -220 confidence on Jabari Smith. Let's just say they end up getting to... If Jabari goes down to -125, you can bet Jabari then and make even a little bit of profit there, right? So that's kind of something I would take a look at there when we talk about the NBA draft. Now, I want to get another piece of offseason news in here. It involves an eliminated Dallas Mavericks team, JY. Maybe I'm being harsh, and you can tell me if I am, but I don't think I'm being harsh. I think people are wildly overrating Jalen Brunson. I think he is good. I don't think he will ever be an all-star in the NBA. He averaged 16-5-4, and he's a sub 35% shooter from three. You've got, you know, Mark Cuban bragging that we could pay him more than anybody. I don't think this is the guy. When you talk about getting a second star for Luka, this is not the guy to me. I don't really see the vision here for the Dallas Mavericks, who seem eager to pay Jalen Brunson.
Hell no. And I love Jalen Brunson. Shoot, I love this pops, Rick Brunson. Shout out to Rick Brunson, former Knick. Had a cup of coffee very close to World Wide West, by the way, and was, you know, Leon Rose's first client. So put those two together, you know where they want to send him is probably New York. But here's the thing. If you're Dallas and you got through this series and you saw what happened, to me, Kev, don't you think they need a guy that can go get a bucket but can get to the rim and shoot the ball at a good clip? Someone that, as a two, could defend point guards because you got to hide Luka on defense? Name one thing that I just said tells you that that's Jalen Brunson. No. Listen, here's what I'm saying. I would be careful about, like, you know, backing up the Brinks truck for Jalen Brunson. I think you sign and trade him. I think a perfect spot for him to go is, I think a perfect place is going to be like New York with the Knicks because you know they want him. And you can get a sign and trade possibly with Mitchell Robinson if you can find a way to make those things work. I think Mitchell Robinson is a good play for Dallas. He's a shot blocking big. Now, in regards to who I bring in, I said it to you last week. I love the idea of Zach LaVine going to Dallas. I love that combination of him and Luka. Zach can guard point guards. He's big enough. He can go get a bucket. He can bring the ball up the floor and run a little bit of point for you to give Luka a little bit of break. He could score in all three areas, and he can get to the cup and finish on your head. To me, you can't give it to an undersized two guard that can't defend. You got to give it to a two guard or a wing that can go get you a bucket and defend it. To me, if I had a choice, pay Jalen Brunson or try and get Zach LaVine, I'm going to get Zach LaVine.
Like, it's not close, folks. Like, Jalen Brunson, Zach LaVine is not close. Like, I don't know what we're doing here with this Jalen Brunson stuff, JY.
It's just, you know what, bro? It's that flavor of the week. You know, you remember when, like, Jerome James or whoever had that big, like, off-season or big postseason, and then Isaiah Thomas just gave him the bag? That's what this is. This is someone, when Luka went out, had a couple of nice games, and everybody's like, whoa, 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 whoa. We got to give him money. This guy's indispensable. No. Pump your brakes here. And listen, I would say this. Listen, you get him back. I mean, you get like someone like LaVine, and then you trade one of those other guys, Bullock or Finney Smith. Finney Smith doesn't do it to me. I know they just gave him money. Got to remember, folks, he's not terrible. Tim Hardaway Jr. didn't play his entire postseason. Tim Hardaway Jr. is better than Dorian Finney-Smith. Shoot, Tim Hardaway's better than Jalen Brunson because he can defend and do other things. So to me, you know, I think there's things that you can do here, but please, Dallas, don't make the mistake of looking at 3 or 4 games and thinking that's going to be 3 to 4 years. You cannot give this guy a ton of money. Use him as trade bait.
Yeah, Zach LaVine is a guy that the year before, like, averaged 25 a game. And we were like, is it a down year for Zach LaVine? And by the way, don't be like, he's got more. DeMar DeRozan was the leading scorer of that basketball team. So I watched Zach LaVine play as a number 2 and give me 25 a night. So, like, those aren't even from the same planet to me. I think Jalen Brunson's a nice player. JY, I think this team is absolutely flirting with learning the wrong lessons from the early LeBron Cavs teams. LeBron left because he went, you guys are not doing enough. And if Mark Cuban thinks Jalen Brunson is enough, he is wrong. He is not enough. You and I talked, though, about a Zach LaVine destination that I thought was interesting, and we've heard some rumors that they're interested, and that's the Atlanta Hawks. We talked about that last week. Look, here's the deal. I know that defensively it feels like it could be open season. I'm not sure it matters. You get now another 25-point-per-game scorer out there with Trae Young. Your offense should never sink. Trae Young can finally start to play a little off-ball, JY, which he never gets the opportunity to do, it feels like, with this current Atlanta roster, and be able to be a spot-up knockdown shooter. Listen, again, he's a free agent. This feels like a huge opportunity for Atlanta on Zach LaVine.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you put, as a Knicks fan, you put Zach LaVine with Trae Young, and I'm a Knicks fan, and I'm shaking right now hearing that one. Because here's the thing. You could probably take Zach LaVine and trade him for John Collins, and the money is not going to be too far off. And John Collins is as flirted up with for being a star that it probably would work for Chicago. And you can plug him right into the 4 spot because Patrick Williams honestly can't be healthy. But here's the thing, folks. You put Zach LaVine. Sorry, Redhead King Penn, the Red Rooster, Kevin Huerta. Sorry, Bojan Bogdanovic. That ain't happening. You know, so you put those two together. My thing is this. You put those two together with DeAndre Hunter. You see what DeAndre Hunter did. And you saw what he did when he's healthy. DeAndre Hunter can play, y'all. You put Zach LaVine with DeAndre Hunter, not only the fact could they score and help Trae out a lot, but them two suckers can defend. They could be one of the best 2-3 combinations defensively, and that would send Atlanta way up the Eastern Conference rankings. So, sure. Zach LaVine, I'm feeling it.
Big time. I'll say this right now. Right now, if you had to ask me, do I think Zach LaVine's on the Bulls next year? I don't. I think there's too many good options out there for Zach LaVine over the Chicago Bulls. JY, sticking around. We're going to close out BATR next right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I want to close it out here, the final possession on BATR. We're talking off season. I thought one of the funnier updates came out during the week around Zion Williamson. And look, I like Zion. I think Zion's going to be great if he's ever out there. JY, the update was Zion has been cleared to start to get ready for next season. I'd hope so. It's like 100 months away. Oh, my goodness, man. Like, he's doing three. I don't care if they're on bouncy courts. He's doing 360 windmills. Like, what? I hope so, JY. He better be out there opening day. I'll tell you that next year, JY. He better be out there.
I mean, Yo, y'all getting your big dummy award. I'm sorry. I got to give it to y'all. What are y'all doing with this cat? I mean, that guy couldn't play one game in the playoffs. He couldn't play. The guy was doing 360s, you know, over the Empire State Building. But no. We got to save him for next year. Let me explain something to you, New Orleans Pelicans and David Griffin. Y'all are on the verge of something right here. And you're about to screw it up, David Griffin. Kind of like what you did to LeBron, David Griffin. Let's be careful what you have going on here. You got this guy. Give him the bag. New Orleans, I'm telling you people, New Orleans can be a top four team in the West next year. People talk about all these other teams, Denver, blah, blah, blah. You need to be worried about them and Minnesota and Memphis. Those are the young guns. And if you could screw this up, tell Zion, yo, homeboy, no more shrimp boils, no more crawfish, no more Golden Corral. We locking you in with a personal chef. Just, hey, fish, salad, stay off the complex carbs. You got to get ready, Zion. We got to trim you down to 255. You're not Miles Garrett, brother. You're a basketball player. Slim yourself down. Look all sexy. Do those 360s and take over the league. Hey, New Orleans, pay that man.
JY leaving no doubt about it, folks. We hope you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Shout out to Botch and JY for helping me out. I'm Kevin Wallace. That is Betting Above the Rim on Sports Grid. See you next weekend.